Merry Christmas, you goofball. So, as you can see by the video, this is a tingle extravaganza, but the humble little twist, well, it's not really a twist, it's just me and my not exactly ASMR voice. This is really my regular speaking voice. So it might sound a bit different or weird, as well as I actually don't have headphones in right now, so I can't really tell. I can't really tell if I'm gonna peak the audio. If I am, I humbly apologize, but, well, it wouldn't really be a very sincere video for me if I didn't include some rambling, so yeah. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, as they say, and happy holidays. You know what? I might just leave in my stutters. A lot of people maybe don't quite know. I have a natural stutter, which causes a lot of conflict when trying to record ASMR. I'm sure you can understand why it's such a problem if I have a script and I'm supposed to say certain lines and it takes me 6 times to say one single sentence. But yeah, if I have a train of thought, then it doesn't really occur or happen so noticeably would be the word, but yes. So the concept behind this idea is that we're just sharing the moment together, and I might include some layered ASMR sound effects in the background. You know how I do. But I suppose the best place to start would be by saying thank you very much for your support. Whether it's been long-term, short-term. Next, I think April 2021, DTL will technically be 2 years old. And where did the time go? What? Like, it's crazy. It's insane, really, to think of how much I have progressed, in my opinion. I understand not everyone might agree, but I know myself that my content certainly has gotten better compared to what it was. Oh boy, how I humbly remember kissing or licking the air in order to do my sound effects for the channel that is no longer around. Me oh my. What fun times those were, and look at me now. All not really professional, but professional enough for me. That's the main thing. Yeah. But seriously, thank you for any and all support. Doesn't matter if you're just a subscriber who watches the videos, or you're on Patreon, or you've even given me a tip or anything like that. Just, we're doing it. Any kind of support is support at the end of the day, and I'm incredibly thankful for any shown towards me. You hear it all the time from content creators, but without people like you, yes you, who's listening to this at home right now, I would not be able to do anything that I'm currently doing right now. I used to have a job, believe it or not. I kept it very quiet, but COVID yoinked it, so I don't, well, I can't, I can do a mathematical equation real quick. Possibly been doing DTL for over a year and 2 months. I still had a full-time job behind me, just kind of kept it a secret, because, you know, voice is a bit unique. Nah, I'm just kidding. It's not that unique to get noticed. I'm not particularly, I don't know, interesting in person, so no, I've not been recognized for my voice or my looks. A lot of people are not surprised, but I suppose the word would be, I don't know what the word would be, my brain doesn't work like that. If the word isn't, how to say it, when I speak, I see one word ahead of what I'm about to say. I don't see the whole sentence in front of me. I just kind of know what direction in general it's going. So when there's a word for it and I can't see the first letter of the word that's ahead, like for the spelling, I won't be able to identify the word, and now I just sound absolutely crazy. I don't know how to explain it. Minds are very different. And I think my little dum-dum brain is also a little different, but hey, that's what makes me me. So, the point of my talking there was, no, I've never been recognized in person, and my design is based off myself. I do have black hair. It is ridiculously long. So long, in fact, I have to tie it back. I don't know if you heard my stomach there. So long I have to tie it back when I go to the bathroom to relieve myself. I don't know, a little fun fact, which isn't so fun. Having long... my tongue clicked. Having long hair is not as fun as it sounds. Yeah. You know when you floss your teeth? Yeah, that, but with my butt crack. Oh man, I like these rambling audios, not gonna lie. I have nothing planned, it's just me and you. I feel like I'm live streaming, but no one's talking to me in response. Oh, speaking of live streaming, you guys are nuts. I have been having a blast with them. Wholesome is going to have one live stream a month, and I'm just saying this now. January's live stream, I would not miss that. As for times when the live stream occurs and my voice cracks, is this even an ASMR video anymore? I'm just gonna be layering tingles in the background. Aw, little brother, are you really gonna tingle just from me talking? Oh, you're so cute. yeah, there's my ASMR voice for you. Lost my point already. So last live stream was on a Saturday. So I was thinking I would do one during the week for all my night shift workers, or all my weekend workers. I used to be a weekend worker, and it sucks because you miss all the good things. But yeah, that live stream is very, it's gonna be very intense. Let me just, I'll tease it, just a little teeny tiny tease just for you, but well, let's just say it's a full body live stream. None of that sitting down stuff. Gotta spice things up. You know how it be. So yeah, that's gonna be real good. And I'm very thankful for your guys' support, whether it be via people who are watching me live or who are watching the video once it's finished. I do try my best to be very interactive in the comment of the video reruns. What? Video reruns, I guess, of the live stream, because I feel bad that you guys missed out. But in my defense, I got so much flack for timing the video like 12 days before the live stream, and everyone's like, oh, I can't believe this is gonna be my sub feed for this long, and yet I still get comments saying you missed it. the reason why I don't normally announce live streams is because sometimes something can come up or I might not feel like it. Because live streaming is a little stressy-wessy for me. I'm a little nervous, rat when I stream. I might seem confident, but especially at the start of live streams, my little heart is beating. It's beating very fast. But yeah, hopefully all goes well and we can have a hilarious time together in January. But my stomach's going off again. Why, little tummy, why? You ruined my little recording. And yeah, as we come into the new year, I've already thought of my resolutions. And before you roll your eyes, I know you're sick of hearing about New Year's resolutions, New Year, New Me. No, I don't do the whole, I'm gonna turn into She-Hulk and work out and all that. Nah, we gonna be serious and realistic. And mine is, I would like to watch more anime. So I get asked a lot, am I a gamer or a weeb? And I'm more of a gamer than a weeb, so kind of want to even it up, get my little thingy in the anime pie. Because I believe the only anime I watched this year was Kakaguri. I don't think that's how you say it, with Yumiko. Yeah, that anime, ooh. That was amazing. I loved it so much, but my free time is, I kind of just watch mindless entertainment for the most part. I think people don't realize that when you do ASMR, it might look like I'm not doing anything, like if I don't upload for a few days in a row. There's stuff going on behind the scenes. Like, I really wish it was as easy as picking up a paycheck at the end of the month, but that's, well, for me personally, that's not how it is. Maybe it is for someone else, and if it is, congrats, dude. But yeah, for the most part, I'm nice and chill. Yeah, so we're gonna try and tip the scales and be more of a weeb than we are a, well, I don't want to be more weeb than a gamer because I'm afraid gaming is always going to be a part of me. I don't know, some people might find that cringe, but that's my crux. I believe it's said, my crux. Wait, is that why they're called Horcruxes in Harry Potter? No, wait. Because it's like to do with your life, like a crux is what you need in your life. And something to do with Voldemort. I'm not very smart, and I don't know if I'm either realizing that now or I'm completely making stuff up. So I do apologize if I am. Sumimasen. Oh no, that's excuse me. Gomenasai. That is, I'm sorry. So yeah, 2021 DTL is gonna watch more anime. Potentially, kind of want to learn a bit more French. I kind of secretly revealed that I can read a little français. This is because I was actually born in Quebec. Fun factoid, there's nothing to do in Quebec. Yeah, we kind of moved. I was very young, but we moved into the States. So then my accent's kind of, it is what it is, you know what I mean? But it's chill for the most part. My accent, I can't imitate people I listen to. I'm sure you're absolutely sick to hear it, but yes, XQC, I do consume him, and I seem to have adapted his accent ever so slightly. Or maybe not, and then, you know, I just have a tomboy weird accent. Anyway, maybe we learn teeny tiny a little bit of French, just a little more to sprinkle on top of things. then maybe a little ASL. I would like to learn how to baby burp. I would like to, am I leaving that in? Oh, I would like to, for the third time in a row, little missy, learn how to do the emotions in ASL. So like tired, confused, sleepy, don't understand, like these really basic. I'm not set up to all of a sudden like change my vocation and become an ASL, American Sign Language, ASL translator or anything like that. Nope, I'm just visiting. And it would be nice to maybe teach you guys some. They say the best way to learn is to teach someone else. It's like if you're getting a lecture, 5% you will retain of the information in the entire class. But if you teach someone else, I think it goes past 50% or something like that. So if I learn French, maybe we do some really weird wholesome French learning sessions, like learning French with Big Sister, part one. And then the next scenario would be like learning French with classmate, part two. You know, these kind of things. It's cute. Yeah, loads of plans, lots of things. I had a great year. I really did. Seriously, like, thanks to you guys. I know you're not supposed to say, like, touching my hair if you can hear that. I know you're not supposed to say, like, hey, this is what I did with my money, but I'm kind of happy to be open about it. This year, I paid off my college debt. I was a dropout, but I still got hit with fees because of the duration I stayed in college. And I managed to pay that off. Bull, I'm officially debt-free because, like, I'm an incredibly lucky girl who whispers into a microphone. Like, you really do not get more lucky than that. How many people can say that? Like, it's ridiculous. When I tell my mom my absolutely ridiculous and crazy plots, she just loves it. She gives me a big old smile. She can't believe it. I think most recent plot, the reindeer one, she loved it. She absolutely loved the concept. And then we looked up a video of antlers really shedding, and she very strongly disliked it. There's no other way to say it. It's not pretty in real life, but I quite like the... I keep forgetting the word in Japanese. It's like, for animal attributes on a human, it's like kimono kimini or something. I'm ignorant. Mark me down as ignorant. I don't know any better. I don't know. Maybe next year I'll know, because, you know, watching all that anime. And yes, I've seen Monster Musume, before you ask. I really like the wolf girl character, so I wonder if I'll do more with her. And Varyana. I think Varyana liked her collab. Yeah, the script was very unique. It just said, "Ooh, I just bumped into my monitor. Did you hear that?" The script was very unique. I had to, you heard it in the video. If you haven't watched it, type in Varyunya. Varyunya! I read it as Varyunya, because her name's Varyana to me. But yeah, it was muy caliente. For all you people in the live streams who want me to speak Spanish, I don't know it. I'm sorry. I apologize. But yeah, if this maybe puts you to sleep, I don't know. I think I would struggle to listen to it to sleep. I get my heart rate up. I get so excited before I go to bed thinking of all these wild things I want to do. You know, projects don't stop. I'm like, what's the next video? What are we doing next? As much as I strongly dislike editing, or should do, en français, yeah, you just sort of do it and get through it. I have a great team that helped me with it. I did make an announcement on Patreon that I had helped to edit my videos, and I had some concerns that my videos wouldn't come out the same But all they do is take out my stutters. I've actually done really well not to stutter so far. I'm very proud of myself. I really haven't edited this much at all. Ironic. But yes. It's good to be able to breathe and say, hey, I need some help. Wanna, you know, help me out with this audio, that audio? I understand Hallsember might be very disappointing to some. I'm rubbing my face in embarrassment. I failed miserably. I'm not even gonna pretend otherwise. I'll try my best to do what I can do. I'm currently fighting with the bots right now. This audio should come out on the 25th, and I'm currently been fighting with the YouTube bots for 3 days now to do Elf Girl Mesmerized by Your Ears, and they keep flagging it as Bobo content, and I'm like, where YouTube, where's the bad part of my videos? Don't you know I'm wholesome now? After you killed me. I do. But yeah, nice sleepy night tonight, I hope. With the incessant, is that the word? Incessant rambles of a random girl. All the way in a different part of the world. Yeah, I get comments that are quite depreciating. I don't know what the word is. And they speak so badly about themselves just for consuming my content. And I'm like, well, hey, what do you think about me? Like, if that's what you think about yourself, what do you think about me when I'm the one making them? Like, I live alone in my apartment. Right now, it's 2:00 in the morning. All my neighbors are nice and quiet now, so I'm just talking to a microphone. But I guess I imagine I'm talking to you guys, so I don't feel weird about it. I get comments like, oh, why isn't she giggling? It's like, it might seem funny to you, like, oh, she's just doing her thing, but like, I don't know, I like it. I like writing my ridiculous scripts and acting them out. Like, I don't know if you can hear that, that's me moving, but when I talk, I'm very movie and Italian, I suppose, is the description. Default description. And yeah, like, I'm just, if I had a New Year's resolution for you guys, try not be so harsh on yourself. You guys are so harsh on yourself. I know I've been seeing a lot of like other voice actresses. I follow like a lot on Twitter that do the same like kind of stuff as me, and I see them like tweet out very supportive and positive tweets. Now I would do that, but that's not me, you know? Like, I don't, that's not my kind of thing. The strength inside you, only you can pull it out. And I know that's cringy to say, but like, I do it this way. Think of Reinhardt, you know, and on Eisenwald. If you don't play Overwatch, just ignore what I'm saying and pretend that I'm giving an absolutely magnificent speech and it's going to change your entire life and you're going to be such a happy bunny by the end of it. On Eisenwald, Reinhardt watched his, what's the word? The guy above him. It's not senpai. What's the word? They're crusaders. And he watched his mentor, I believe is the word, mentor, let's go. He watched his mentor fall in Eisenwald. And did he give up then and there when he lost all, like, hope, all the symbolism, all the empowerment that his mentor would give him? Did he just give up once his mentor passed away? Or did he honor him and continue forth with the battle? He continued forth. So when you're having a bad day, oh no, wait, I'm losing my train of thought. So like, I understand you can gain empowerment from reading these things online that says you can do it and like, don't give up and all that, But you need to start turning that back into yourself. You have to be motivated for yourself because there is only one you in the world. There will never be another you, and you are the most important person in the world because you have only one perspective, your own. So why would you try and sabotage and not enhance your life to the best of your ability? So why would you not enhance your life to the best of your ability? Which is very ironic because everyone self-sabotages and you will never, I don't know, reach your potential. What am I talking about? I don't know. Are you asleep yet? I hope so. Incessant rambling. That's the description right now of what I'm saying. Just, it is, I don't know, I think I get frustrated when I read these things online or like I speak to people in the Discord and they're like, I have no purpose in life, like nothing's going for me. Is this where I break the news that there is no purpose to life? You give it your own purpose? Because, like, wanna be serious, I could, you know, turn off the power supply right now to myself, and then that's it. There's nothing else after that, because, you know, I'm off. But, like, I don't know what point I'm trying to get across because I'm so low IQ. What I'm trying to make emphasis of is that life doesn't have meaning or purpose, or you have to do this, you have to do that. Obviously, we are within bounds in terms of, like, right now I have to make money to eat and pay my landlord. This is what, like, I'm bound by. Oh no, what am I trying to say? I can't do it. Okay, I'm bound by that, yeah. And then, but what you are not bound by is the perception of, like, oh, my parents want me to be successful, and they want me to be educated, and they want me to work a really good job, and be, like, financially stable. Now, this is true. Like, of course, if you do have loving parents, if you don't have loving parents, we open up the trash can and put them inside where they belong. Just remember, the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. You pick your friends, and you pick your family. For those who have bad family. For those who do have good family. Like me, who is very B-L-E-S-S-E-D. I almost spelled it wrong. What am I trying to say, guys? I don't know. I forgot my train of thought because I had to spell that word and it, like, went visually in my head. It's so hard being low IQ. Oh, you just wouldn't understand the struggles I go through. Yeah. What was I saying? Oh, okay. Yeah. So the whole, gotta make your parents proud thing. So, I'm 20, and I used to have that mentality. I used to have the mentality, oh, my parents are gonna be so, like, XYZ because this is what I do. And I told them what I do, and they don't care because I make money to support myself. And the money that I do make, they saw that I paid off my debt. And they see now that I'm able to move out and support myself. And they see that I'm saving up all this money because I understand that this isn't gonna last forever. I have lucked out on the universe. The universe has blessed little old me. Not that I believe in lady luck like that. For some reason, I'm thinking of Skyrim and Kralia and the nightingales. Why no? It's ruining my train of thought. Oh, my hairband. I just dropped it. Did you hear that? Anyway, what am I... If I could string one sentence together without my hair falling out. Oh, I told my parents what I do. What are we talking about? Yeah, I just... When you're 20 and you move out and you're like living on your own, in the nicest way, as much as I love my parents, like I do, I love my mom and my stepdad, it doesn't really matter what they think anymore because I support myself and I know I'm like doing the right thing. Like, if you're gonna take my content like so serious that you're willing to, I don't know. If you take my content, like on my Twitter, it says, don't take me seriously because I don't want you to take me seriously. Have you seen what I make? It's redonkulous. It's absolutely redonkulous. And there's no other way to say it. But yeah, like, I know it's easy for me to say, maybe you're younger than me or maybe your perception of reality still hasn't quite formed yet. I would always say that everything is a perception when you look at someone and you think, oh, they got it all figured out. No, this is a perception. You perceive them to be maybe in a better position than you, but everyone has their struggles and it costs absolutely nothing to be nice. And I think that's a very important factor to acknowledge, that you might think someone else has it figured out, but they really don't. They really, really don't. No one does. Even I don't. I wish I did. Heck, I think everyone wished they did, but it's just not how it is. It's human nature to ponder and wonder what on earth is coming up next. But that's human nature, you know? Like, no one knows what's coming up next. You can't predict the future. Certainly couldn't have predicted what happened in 2020, oh. But just, like I say, I always say this, and I love to sing to death. Try your best. That's it. Try your best. Because if you tried your best, sorry, I had to stop recording in the middle of that, so I might sound a little different. Yeah, my neighbor got up and I had to stop because, oh, I living in an apartment, let's go for a pee at almost 3 a.m. now. Wow. But as I was saying, hopefully I sound the same. If not, rip. As long as you try your best, that's all that matters, because you couldn't have done any more, could you? You did your best. So, say you weren't well rested, you were very tired, but you did your best, then you did the best you possibly could under the circumstances that you were given or have been handed to you, or you unfortunately permitted to yourself. You know? I can't remember what my previous point was because it's actually been 30 minutes since the last sentence I've said, but through the power of editing, it's not. But yeah, I think I have rambled about absolutely nothing and everything in one go. So I would just like to say, I hope that you're able, that I hope that you are able to relax and just breathe that much better through my content if you choose to consume it. I know my regular voice isn't very ASMR fit, it's very tomboy and big sister fit. That's why I do so many of those role plays, because yeah, doing my lighter voice, it actually strains my voice over time. And you can hear it already, because I've been talking for so long, little brother. Yeah, I'm quite deep in my voice, yeah. Or well, I feel I'm quite deep compared to others. Like, you know, they can do the like little sister, like, hey, big brother, I'm so happy to see you. Yeah, I don't have that. It's I'll call it the gamer voice. Unironically, the gamer girl voice. I don't mean it like that. Like, oh, look at me, I'm a gamer girl. I'm not like other girls. Nah, I just have a deeper voice in general. So, yeah. I've gone off topic again. So yes, ultimately, thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for taking your time to listen to this absolute nonsense. But yeah, I've had a great year. I hope your year was good as well. It's very, very easy to see the negative, but I'll ask you to try your best to focus on the positives, because if it wasn't for the past, you wouldn't be right where you are in this exact moment. So think of everything that good that's happened. It's only happened because of the bad. And it's a horrible, almost cruel game of life. But that is what it is. One big, massive game. Is it not? So yeah. Good night, listener. I'll see you soon. Rest well.